Let's Get Canceled podcast.
Today's topic, just a friend, the phrase.
Just a friend. What's the dealy with that?
I've heard that phrase for years, especially during breakups. Or if the either guy or girl, doesn't matter, is stepping out saying, oh, they're just a friend. But I'm talking in the terms of falling out, either with friendships or relationships, because even with my recent split of my relationship, she said something to me that made no sense. She said, you could always just been the friend who could have just listened. And I've been thinking to myself, like, what does that solve? Because as long as me and her been together, the advice I gave her, she didn't want to take, even though she knew exactly what she had to do. So regardless of me telling her that, she knew that already. She just don't want to listen. She's hoping for an alternative, for doing the same thing over opening and hoping people just magically change like some fairy tale TV show.
Like she's been hoping about herself.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's just like, oh, you know, but the funny thing is, after everything me have been through, is to suggest that going from that to just being a friend just because you don't like what I'm saying, that was just completely disrespectful.
I don't even know if it was really about what you were saying or more what she was going through and what she's experienced in her past. You know, she probably doesn't feel like she's been supported by anybody else. So
the thing is, she didn't care about getting support from me because she wanted from her loved ones. Regardless of what I feel like no matter what I did, it was ignored. It's like, yeah, I'm with you. We're having good times, but I feel like she didn't take it face value. That's why I told her I feel like she didn't have much faith in us. And she took that the wrong way, of course. But it's like, read between the lines. It's like your actions say it all. Like, I never felt like you wanted to let me in the way you did. And since you let me in, you kind of saw me as a person that is staying out of place in your chaotic world. So,
I did a little bit of research on this topic. Oh, damn, I didn't get that in the shot, did I? Anyway.
No, man.
And it says that part of research, and this is from men talking to other men, that when you break up and she says she wants to be friends, you should never be her friend. At least not after the breakup, because you're still going to have feelings invested in her. And it's going to be kind of hard for you to be her friend while you watch her date other guys and still try to be supportive.
Exactly.
Because the only reason that you agreed to be her friend, for the most part, is that you got some type of hope that somehow, someday, we'll get back together. Which means instead of letting go like you should have and moving on to live your life, you're kind of like in a holding pattern.
Yeah, pretty much. And I feel like it works against you, especially if she's the one who broke up with you.
Yep.
And then you, and she talking about y'all can still be friends and she's still keeping you around. It's just like, it's just not a good look on the man's side.
I don't think it's a good look on the female side either, because how you going to have a friend, but you dating other guys, and you want them to understand that, and you ready for this one? I keep my friends around, my exes around as friends.
Yeah, that's different.
That doesn't make any sense to us as a man. You know, we break up, at least for me, I break up with you. That's it. Like, usually there's something that took place that almost negates us even being friends.
Exactly.
You know, something that went awry in a relationship that tells me I don't even want you around, especially after a breakup. Like, it's hard. You know, we had this emotional attachment. We were more than friends, but now you ask me to just be friends. Like, that's kind of hard.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, like, women try to have the cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, but, you know, we do the same thing, because it's not like a brother never broke up with a sister and was like, can we be friends? But from a man's point of view, and I am a man, usually we trying to hang on to some side cheeks.
Yeah, but we only do it for the cheeks. The reasoning is always different for men and women.
Yeah.
I ain't chick you still trying to be friends with, you're still hoping you can still smash.
On some level, yep.
you know, when I can say the same thing for a girl, she tries to keep a guy around, but it's usually the girl's not over the guy just yet.
Yeah.
No, same thing with my other breakup from a couple of years ago. She tried to be my friend. Even though we lived in two different states and she was in a full-blown relationship, she was getting tight by the details I was giving her about my current relationship when I was, you know, dating the dumb one at the time.
Right.
I'm like, why are you getting so tight for? Why are you getting so involved? It's just like, why the hell you care? Like, you left me for the dude you with. So it was just so confusing.
Well, let's also talk about how sometimes when they want to be your friend after the breakup, it's because of guilt.
Yeah.
Maybe she did something in that relationship that wasn't cool. And by keeping you as a friend, she feels like I can help you work through whatever it is that I hurt you with, which is kind of like counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you hurt me, just give me some time to get over it. Don't sit in my face. It's like you had a fight, dude beat your ass, and you got to see him every day at work. That's just going to bother you.
It's a hostile work environment.
Right. So, you know, you got this female you was involved with. Y'all were really tight. Then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, now y'all break up and she wants to be friends. Like, I've never thought that was a good idea. Because if you're not the one that's breaking up, you haven't had the time to resolve your feelings and be able to break away to move on.
Mm-hmm.
When you're suddenly hit with, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. Can we just be friends? And I remember when I was younger and I got hit with that, I was like, nah, can't be friends, but we can still keep the memories. But I ain't fucking with you. Just can't right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But see, the part of it is that I think females, at least in this age, don't really want to believe that men have feelings or emotions. That as long as we're getting some ass and you're feeding us, we good. Which might be true on the surface, but that makes it seem like we're not as complex as they are.
Facts.
You know, we got to go out and work the jobs and intermingle with people that we don't like on a constant basis just to earn a living, but that doesn't mean we're not complex.
Facts.
You know, we all got bosses we can't stand, job situations we loathe. But we still get up every day and go do that because that's what pays the bills. I mean, if everybody did what they like, the world might be a different place. But at least America ain't set up that way.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was young, I thought I was going to be in the Olympics running track. That shit went out the window when I got injured. But it didn't mean I had to stop living my life. I had to keep moving. Had to find other things. Then I was like, do I want to be a track coach? I was like, nope. I don't want to be nowhere near the sport right now. And it's not because I'm bitter, but it's like I'm breaking up with something. And if I'm breaking up with it, I need some space away from it to get my shit together.
Well, that makes sense. I've had, two exes who try to be friends with me. And I just couldn't see how that was going to work. Because, to be friends with somebody, you can't have no type of animosity toward them.
Yeah. I mean, I've agreed to it. Just to get the conversation over with,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to be reaching out to them no time soon, if at all. Then, you know, when they ask a silly question, why you ain't calling me? I've been busy. Like, you're no longer a priority to me.
Well, remember the dumb one I dated? The one that was, I broke with 3-4 times in the whole year?
Yeah.
So, She tried to threaten a friendship, talking about, oh, you know, if I don't hear from you, then you're not going to hear from me. Basically, if I don't keep in contact with her, she's going to keep contact with me. And I was like, all right, whatever, bitch.
Okay, that'll work.
I was like,
at least I'd appreciate that because at least I know where I'm standing.
No, but she was basically trying to tell me, oh, you better keep in contact with me or whatever. And I'm like, I ain't losing sleep if me.
Well, was she like that in a relationship? Did you have to always contact her?
No, here's the funny thing, bro. She the type of, and you experienced this before too. She would call you all the time with nothing to talk about.
Yeah, facts.
Calling the time to talk about, could have no type of intellectual conversation with her because only on her mind was dick.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say intellectual, just nothing to talk about. Like, you know, we're talking, there's that lull in the conversation. We ain't said nothing about 5 minutes. When I try to get off the phone, it's a problem. Like, I never understood that.
Dude, yeah, the one thing that bothered me the most about her is the fact that no matter where we went out to eat, she ordered the same thing I got. Like, she's always going to be known to me for that.
Well, that might get annoying.
Might.
Doesn't show she has her own sense of direction.
She
normally, you go out, I want us to order something different so we can see what each other's eating.
It didn't matter. It was noon, breakfast, dinner, bro. We went out to eat. She got the same thing I got.
I'm pretty sure she thought that was cute.
She did, because she bought a gold chain with my name on it to wear around her neck. She wanted to change each other's passwords on our debit cards to each other's birthday.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd say I did, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. Things got boring between us. And that's one reason why she wanted to leave, because things got boring between us. But it was like, you can only do so much. Like, we call this a relationship, but we're really just fuck buddies.
Well, unfortunately, that's what a lot of people think a relationship is. You giving me some skins, we in a relationship. But in the meantime, if I call you up on an emergency, you ain't answering the phone, or you're not available, or you're not able to just sit back and listen without giving me a direction. Just listen sometimes. But
I agree. You know,
this era that we in right now is kind of jacked up for relationships overall.
Yeah, which is why I'm just going to just play the game, stay focused, and not even focus on relationship. Because, I mean, I'm not even trying to sound, you know, pessimistic, but most women today, at least in this generation, it seems like that's all they're good for right now. I feel like women back in the day had more value than women today.
Well, I'm not even going to go with you on that, where you said most women. I think it just seems to be the women that we seem to meet in the circles that we move in. Which ultimately means we got to move in different circles. It's just trying to figure out what circles you got to move in to find that one. So me, I always said, you know, get yourself involved in an activity that involves men and women.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm a big advocate for going bowling. So you go out, y'all enjoying each other, or y'all enjoying yourselves separately.
Mm-hmm.
So now hopefully together we can enjoy ourselves even more, involving ourselves in something that we both enjoy. But, you know, a lot of people really don't want to go out and put themselves out there and realize at the same time that even if I get involved in somebody, it's a risk. Every relationship you get in, it's a risk. There's nothing guaranteeing that it's going to work out. Even if you do everything on your part to make it work, that doesn't mean it's going to work out. This means that if it doesn't go right, you can look yourself in the mirror later and say, hey, at least I tried. At least I did everything I could. And maybe not necessarily put the blame on somebody else, but just be like, I did what I could.
No, think about it. Most of the girls I've messed with had a entitled ego for literally no reason. Like,
yeah.
You know, the dumb one, for example, like, she just thought she was fucking fairy princess. Like, she wanted me to open the door for her and everything. We even got into an argument about that. I said, listen, like, I don't know why you think your shit don't stink, whatever, but this whole holding door shit, like, this shit's a dub.
Well, I think, honestly, even if it wasn't opening up the door, there would have been an issue she'd have found eventually.
No, because the funny thing is, she expected it. She didn't earn it.
Well, not even if she didn't earn it, but I'd have been like, well, in your past relationships, is this what the guys normally do? Because if it's not, and you're expecting that of me, then who's being unrealistic?
Yeah, true. I mean, no, I think her ex was probably not doing the same thing I was doing. He was actually doing worse. Actually, the way she described him, he was a disgusting individual. And I'm like, and you stayed with him for 7 years? At that point, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, but see, that also comes down to, did she discuss what her expectations were of you?
No,
like, did she expect you to open up doors? Because things like that need to be discussed.
Bro, this bitch told me she was ashamed to let people know she was with me because of the way I dressed. Like, she didn't even want her mom to meet me, and she told me that shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Mind you, I was just dressing down. I just started my job at Rico. This is the same summer. I just got back to New York in July. I didn't start until August. So it was just like, yeah.
Well, that's like, definitely a red flag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But here's the funny thing. It's like, and that's what I'm saying, Tyler. I'm like, you talking about me bummy and shit. I'm like, I've seen how you live. I've seen your house. Like, my nigga.
Where'd she live?
She lived in the Bronx.
With who?
Her mother and her brother.
Okay, so it's kind of like her expectations weren't realistic.
Bro, this bitch was in her 20s sleeping on a bunk bed. And you got the audacity. The audacity to talk about me? Come on. Well,
it sounds like she wasn't clearly raised to be a wife.
Oh, hell no, bro. She was raised to be a thot, bro. Like, during the time me and her was messing around with each other, and we had them on and off breakups, she fucked like three niggas in between. She's fucking crazy. So, like, yo, thot box, you know, thot bucket, bro, whatever you want to call them.
Well, no, I ain't going to call it thot because that's what we do.
But you gotta understand. I know
she was a little reckless in her decision.
Nah, I want to clear it up right now, bro. You clear it up right now. This is what men's supposed to do. We are built for this. Men and women not the same. And when we actually agree on that conversation, then the world will be a different place. But since too many women out here trying to be like men and move like men, that's why the game is so fucked up. Women are not men. Women are not meant to be spread around. Try all I do is get fucked by random niggas. They're not built for that. It's called pair bonding. They can't pair bond when they got too many like fried fish sticks inside their oven.
Right, but you see, that just goes back to every man and every woman ain't meant to be married or even in a relationship.
Exactly.
Maybe you meant to have relations.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not meant to be in a relationship. And that's the self-examination people never want to make about themselves. And if they don't make that self-examination, they never build up the finances that they're going to need to take care of themselves in the long run, which is why you get some of them at 40 angry and upset because you didn't make the proper choices before. But now, after all these years, you know, being wayward, being argumentative, now you want to settle down, but you got three kids, but you want to ask for the highest price you can get. At that point, you should just be happy that somebody want to be with you.
Well, that's how this one should have been treated like. But she was so fixated on not having anybody about to turn 40, talking about, oh, I'm never going to get married. I'm like, yo, aren't you with somebody now? I was like, you got a better chance now than you did a few months ago. And you don't appreciate it.
I think she was projecting herself without taking accountability. She's not married because nobody's wanted to. She's not married because she's not marriage material.
I think that's what fucks with her.
And she hasn't developed herself to the point where she can be marriage material, but without doing the work, she still expects the same results, which doesn't make any sense at all.
No, she already does household duties, but her trauma is in her mind.
No, cooking, cleaning. I mean, that's just normal stuff because you live in a house.
Yeah.
But trying to be cooperative and supportive for your man, not arguing with him about stuff that really don't make sense. It's like, do you really want to be right or do you just want to have peace?
I just want peace.
Yeah, but see, unfortunately, too many individuals don't look at it that way. They think being right counts for more than having that peace. I mean, I'd rather have peace than be right. I don't give a fuck about being right sometimes.
Yeah, facts.
I ain't got to be right. Because even if I'm wrong, I still got to pay my bills.
That's how I see it. And it's funny, too, because, people don't understand that chicks are fucked up. And like, I'm not saying dudes ain't, but just like, well, dude, you could just tell.
We just as fucked up, y'all.
Yeah.
We got mothers that are teaching us things about relationships that don't make sense. You know, don't settle down too early. You know, it's like that kind of sends you the message that even if I found the right one, I still shouldn't settle down because why?
Exactly. Now, I got to tell you, Kevin Samuels brought a lot of things to light that most people don't want to talk about. So,
well, Shahrazad Ali also did that. But I think it's even more telling coming from a female than it is a male.
Well, if coming from a male, it doesn't get scrutinized.
What they do and don't do. But when you got a woman saying that black women have gone unchecked about their behavior and how they move and how they act, you know, how they want to be the head of household, how they feel like they can make the better decisions than he can, but what they're not looking at is the only reason that you can even think that is because it's the men that have created this first world society that's made things so convenient that you're able to even get out and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to look at the historical aspects of it. You know, real talk, we allowed for the women's suffrage movement. Now, it might not have been black men, but it was still men. We could have shut that down. Like, nah, sister, go back home. Go sweep the porch. Go take care of your man. We don't care about you being in the economy. But somebody, because remember, we're in a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody sat back and was like, yo, hold on. If we got more people in the workforce, that means more jobs can be created. If we got more jobs being created, that means more taxes can be taken. If there's more taxes being taken, that means we can have more commerce, more consumers. Yeah, let's let them have the same rights they think they're going to have as a man. But at the same time, we're not going to pay them the same way, but they're still going to keep struggling because they're struggling to obtain an ideal as opposed to a way of life.
It's almost ingenious.
Once you realize that we're in a country or a business that's all about people making money, I feel it's easy to see why certain things happen. Why COVID can come out and there's this huge rush to go make a vaccine because it cut the workforce almost in half overnight. Mm-hmm. But there's no cure for cancer because it's not going to be detrimental on a society's per capita gain. Same thing with AIDS. It's going to be cheaper. We'll make more money off of it by curing the symptoms. But if we cure it, we're not going to make money. But COVID, we got to put something out there because this thing is so, it has so many variants that if five people get it, there's a potential that two people could die. And if we multiply that over the population, how many people are we going to lose in the workforce? And if I'm a rich dude and I got all these workers dying on me, how do I replace that?
So it's basically just numbers, a numbers game.
Literally.
And people are just numbers.
That's what we are in this country, with just numbers.
Pretty harsh, but it happens.
That's the harsh reality. I mean, you know, people don't want to live the real. You know, people don't want to realize that as a single individual, if I expect to retire by the age of 65, I need to have $2.5 million saved up, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just to get me to 85. $2.5 million over the lifetime of my work experience. So what happens is, since people don't understand this number, people make money off of them. All right, yeah. You know what? You didn't make the money to support yourself. You got to go into a nursing home. All right, the government going to give you money. Well, in order for you to stay at this nursing home, we're going to take that money. Everything you earn, we taking now. So It's just a sick cycle that we live in, but people don't sit down and look at the facts, especially when it comes down to relationships. You know, you ask a woman what she wants, and sometimes she doesn't really know because in her upbringing, nobody told her that you got to have boundaries. You got to have standards. I'll go for this, but I'm not going for that. Instead, they've been allowed to live in their emotions and feel that hope will make everything better. If I give him the love, I hope he'll act better. He ain't going to act no better.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
He going to realize that you willing to tolerate it, and he going to keep doing it. Man, I've been there.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yep. Dogging her out. She tolerating it, but I can still go over there and lay up with her like nothing happened. Okay, I'm good over here. You're going to be the main one. But you got that very small percentage of females out there that ain't playing it. And those guys that are lucky enough to find them and realize I got to ride or die, I just got to act a certain way, which ain't too hard because I want my peace. I don't want my pieces. I just want my peace. I want to come home to a woman that's going to cook for me, keep the house clean, be supportive, not argue with me about my decisions. Like, I was watching this TikTok the other day, and this woman was married, and she said, well, my husband was the captain of the boat, and the direction he was taking us in, I told him, baby, we about to hit those rocks. And he was like, nah, we're going to be good. Don't worry about it. We good. So instead of her arguing with him, she let him ride. She let him pilot the boat. And when he hit the rocks, did she decide to go in on him about how bad a decision maker he was? Nah, because she was willing to let that boat go where it went. And if we all sink, we all going to do it together. But when he realized that he didn't make the right decision, he also realized that maybe I need to take my woman's advice into counsel sometimes. That's totally letting go of egos.
Facts.
Totally letting go of that pride factor. But unfortunately, a lot of us just can't do that. For whatever reason you may have. Just to let somebody else guide the boat where it got to go. And just have faith that if they don't do it right, we can still recover. Because we together. Because by yourself, it's going to be a whole lot harder. Like, you ever been in a paddle boat?
Nah, want to one day.
All right, well, see, when you're in a paddle boat, on a boat that you got to paddle, you can only go as fast as that one person is paddling. Now, when you add a second person, you can get to where you want to go even faster. Even if something happens wrong during that trip, you still got that other person to help get you where you want to go. But again, we got too much ego involved. We got too much hot girl summer involved. We got too much guys that are hobosexuals. I'm going to hit this up just so I got some place to stay. As long as I keep dicking her down the right way, she's going to be all right. You know, and that's the same ones that when they get out the relationship, like she gets out the relationship because he wasn't doing nothing. He's going to be bitter, but did he learn that I needed to get out and bring some type of income in to help support this? Or is he going to feel like, well, all I still need to do is dig her down and I get everything I want?
True.
You know, guys, we've been talking about this for the longest, that the boring guys, you know, the guys with the secure jobs that don't seem exciting. We're the ones that keep getting passed over. But we're the ones that can provide a somewhat solid future. We can provide the support that she needs to grow as her own individual. But when women start to try to equal men and choose men the same way that we choose women, something goes wrong. I mean, between the sexes, we're ugly, B. Men are ugly. Compared to women, women are goddamn gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Beautiful. The hardest thing for a man to do in a relationship is go out with his woman and not look around at all the beauty around him. That's the hardest shit to do. But for a woman to try to choose a man for the same reasons, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You want me to take care?
That's why I said like they can't move like us. It's not the same.
Nope, not at all. But see, We created a society where they think they can.
And that's why we got so much confusion going on right now.
I mean, how many women out here have been told, don't rely on a man, men ain't shit?
Damn near all of them.
So the minute he makes a mistake, now he ain't shit? How about he just made a mistake?
Pretty much.
And I'm not talking about the whole cheating aspect. You know, that's something totally different. But I'm talking about maybe, like, I was listening to the Strawberry Letter the other day, right? And this dude actually had the audacity to write in and say, she's so nasty. He starts the letter off like, you know, when my wife gets upset with me, she cusses at me, she even spits at me. She is so nasty. Then he goes on to say, well, you know, over the years, I've cheated a few times. And recently she left me because she found some sexting messages on my cell phone. Right? Now, his whole way of thinking is, I didn't do nothing. I'm just sexting. But you done cheated on this woman multiple times. If she's spitting on you and cussing at you and throwing shit at you, it's because of the shit you doing.
Not because she
But nasty. He didn't want to take accountability for it.
Yeah.
It was because she took it and came back. He felt it was okay.
So you can't take them back when they cheat?
I ain't going to say you can't take them back when they cheat. But I'm talking about multiple offenses.
Oh, yeah.
And he's mad because this is what happened at the end of the letter. She called him up and asked him to come over to visit to see her.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets over to her place, and that's when she tells him, this is my new apartment. I'm not coming back. We're over. Here's the divorce papers. He's stuck on stupid. Like, why? And she was like, well, you know, I met another man. He's the love of my life now. He does everything for me. So he actually said he wants to go looking for this guy that ruined his relationship. How'd the other guy ruin your relationship when you've been fucking up from jump? And then he was like, well, you know, it's been a couple years since I cheated. That don't matter to her. She found some messages with you sexting. The only reason you hadn't slept with the woman you sexting with yet is because you didn't have the opportunity yet.
That's it. That's the only reason.
But, you know, the definition of cheating needs to be expanded because before we had all this social media, all you had was a phone line in your house to get in touch with other people. Yeah. If you called my house before 1980, if I didn't answer, I didn't answer. If you called my house and it was busy, you had to wait till I got off the phone if I didn't have a call waiting. But nowadays, the internet, Wi-Fi has made it so convenient for you to get in touch with people. You can move in a way that you would never move before.
Yeah.
You know, we got the whole IG, Tinder, Plenty of Fish phenomenon where all I got to do is swipe. I ain't got to get off my ass and do no work. I could just swipe, tell the person, oh, I like you, and think we're going to develop a relationship behind it. Really? Me? The way I see it is if I'm meeting anybody online, which I've done, they're crazy. I'm crazy. Because if I try to meet somebody online, there's going to be things that I'm not going to know because when you're face-to-face with somebody on a real social level, there's going to be things that I see, things that she could see, that are going to give me red flags or give me green flags that this is good or this is bad.
Yeah.
You know, you're a female, right? You meet a guy, y'all go out a few times, but you notice that while he's with you, he's looking at every single female that goes by. I don't think a female would want to be with a guy like that. No, but while I'm on my social media, I could be texting you, and I could be texting five other females, and you wouldn't have a clue.
That's where we live at today.
But, you know, that whole let's be friends, nah, they got to stop that. Like, I wouldn't even say, can we be friends? Just break up. Give it some time. If you really felt that they were a good person, but it didn't work out, contact them. I'd say 6 weeks minimum later. Say, hey, I know we didn't work out. But as a person, I really think you're a great person. So I was just hoping that maybe we could still be friends, or we could be friends. Which to me is still fucking ridiculous. I'd be like, no, I'm good. I don't need to be your friend. I'm sorry. I got a new friend. I mean, I got enough friends, because Drake said it first. Well, Drake said it best. No new friends. And men and women, we're not meant to be friends. It's just don't work that way. Because men, we want to fuck. But anything that's around us.
They just have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, but see, the hard thing for them to believe is that we're built differently biologically. Every single day, a man wants to bust a nut. Period. It don't got to mean he want to break her back every day, that he want to be super dick every day, he want to have her screaming and reaching for the walls. No. The way we're built genetically, we build up semen inside our bodies 24/7. And it wants to go someplace. Out of us. Women, once a month, they drop an egg. Week after that, they drop the egg out their vagina. They're not built the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Just not. But the part where they don't understand that we just want to fuck every day, just get that nut off every day. To them, that seems pointless. But you know, as a man, I know as a man, on average, on the low end of it, and mind you, I'm not even quoting statistics because I know the statistical number is actually high. On the regular, man thinks, I'm going to speak for myself, I think about sex minimum 5 times a day on some level.
Yeah, I'm about the same.
And it could be simply that some bad chick walked by and I was like, yo, I would smash that. Just thought about sex. I can see a chick walk by with some big, beautiful lips. Yo, she could blow a bad one. Just thought about sex. I could walk by and smell something, a perfume she got on. Ooh, she smelled good. I want to get next to that. Just thought about sex. Like just now, I went to the gas station a little while ago. And I'm laughing because this chick was clearly not in the best shape she could have been. But she had on some type of halter top that accented her breasts. The material was sheer so you could see through it. And she had a thong. Now, I wasn't trying to see all of this, but I saw all of that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking every other dude walking out here right now looking at you is like, yeah, I would smash that. Might not go to the movies with her, but she can roll through about 3 o'clock in the morning and meet me at the back door. No, you can't spend the night, but you can get this dick and go.
Yeah, hey, we all done it.
But honestly, if y'all weren't friends before, if you didn't have a solid relationship before the relationship, y'all had a relationship and then y'all broke up, there's no real reason to think you can be friends. Now, if I'm a man, if I'm married to her, we got kids, there's a higher likelihood that we will be friends. Because we still have something in common, those kids.
Yeah.
And for the sake of the kids, it might work out better that if we're friends, they'll grow up to be better people than if we're both acting like assholes to each other, that they won't grow up to be better people. But that whole, let's just be friends, nah. Like, before you even think about that, give me some time to, like, forget about you.
I literally try to be friends with the long-term one for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
It's just I remember that. Yeah, it's just that besides the her jealousy part, it just seemed like she was always doing like shade. Yeah. So I was like, hey, what's with you type shit.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, for me,
she was moving shiesty.
Yeah. So, like, I don't see the point, like, I think the only way a man can be friends with a chick is if he doesn't desire her sexually.
Well, no, I think if a man has discipline, he can be.
Yeah, but you know, put it that way, if she came on to him and said, yo, you want to fuck, he ain't going to say no.
Not necessarily. But see, that's where the friend test comes into play. It's a test that guys have talked about for a while. So this female is telling me that this guy is her friend. Okay. Well, call him up. Tell him that things with you and your man ain't working out. You feeling lonely. You kind of horny. Can he come over and smash for you? I just need a little dick. If he's willing to come over and smash, he ain't just your friend. He been sitting around waiting to smash. But if he tells you something like, you know, I know you're going through it right now. I know you're feeling lonely and everything, but me coming over to fuck you is not going to make you feel any better. Trust me, there's dudes out here that actually do that.
I'm sure.
There's females out here that actually do that. But that's not the news that's going to sell papers. That's not the news that's going to make your IG, your TikTok, your YouTube page blow up.
Mm-hmm.
The drama is what's going to make you blow up because we live off of that shit. When we see somebody else being miserable, it helps us reinforce that, yo, I'm not doing that bad after all. Look at this dumbass over here.
Yeah, I've said that numerous times.
I mean, I know the news has actually tried to do the whole, we're going to talk about the good news that's going on. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. And mainly because it's not juicy. It doesn't talk about a tragedy that somebody overcame.
Yeah.
But still, it's the way this society is. Yeah, we get a kick out of saying somebody fucked up.
And that's what makes it so messed up.
Yep.
We got to live off the misery of others.
Which is sick. Which is what? So sick. Instead of trying to be happy for the next man's come up, we get jealous because I ain't do it. Well, I ain't get there. Well, what usually happens is we see the person when they reach their success, but we wasn't there watching when they was going through the struggle. So we don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff Bezos is a millionaire.
That he is.
Billionaire. Was anybody around when he wasn't? Who could tell his story about how he had to struggle?
No, nobody. Yeah, yo. I think we reached the hour already.
There it is. So let's shut it down and give our respects to Biz Markie for dropping that flow that let us know when she tried to talk about just be a friend, but she got all these male dudes around. You's a fool if you accept that.
Facts.
Let's give it up for BBD that told us never trust a big butt and a smile.
Was that again?
Let's give it up for BBD.
BBD.
That taught us never trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta go deeper than just what somebody looks like on the outside.
We're just kind of hard for dudes.
Depends on where you at mature-wise. You should be able to spot a thought 1,000 yards away.
Oh,
if she got her shit on display, she for everybody. But if she got that type of, shape where no matter what she put on, she can't hide it, that's a whole different story.
Now, most of these dots got jobs now, so they just hoes with the job.
But this is a good one. No friends.
Yeah, just don't break up. People.
You break up. If you're not married, give it some time before y'all try to be friends again. Both of y'all need the healing wounds that came from breaking up.
Yeah, but I feel like she has to be the one to reach out, though.
Why that?
I feel like it just makes the man look weaker. Like, she gonna think there's an ulterior motive.
I can see your point in that. I can definitely see your point in that. Because a man's strength is judged differently than the way a woman's strength is judged.
Yeah, so if she don't hit you up tomorrow, let's be friends, consider it dead.
Yeah, I might have to go with that one right there. And definitely, if she say, I want to be friends, ask her, why do you want to be my friend?
Yeah.
And mind you, we only talking about that scenario where we didn't dog each other out. It just didn't work. We just didn't see eye to eye on things.
Now, see, you know, Shorty, I didn't curse out nothing. So if we ever talk again, who knows?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, you had some red flags there that I'm going to just tell you, you know, nobody should ignore. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm in a relationship with you and you're not asking me how my day went, that's a problem.
Facts.
You know, it doesn't really show genuine interest in me.
Yeah, just to say, oh, you're going to tell me anyway.
Yeah, that says way too much about them. That's not good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like in today's generation, you actually got to teach a girl how to be in a relationship.
Nope. That's supposed to be her mom and daddy that do that. Then, of course, if they give her the right guidance, she still has to learn through trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not going to say all, but too many females got too much mouth on.
I know my aunt, that one.
My aunt said it best, and it had me laughing. She says, sometimes women need to learn to just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up and let him make that mistake. And then when he makes that mistake, don't ridicule him for it. Talk to him about how he could have done better. But when you do that shit like we driving and I make a wrong turn and we end up the wrong place and she's like, see, I told you should have made that wrong turn. See, if you listen to me, nah, don't go about it like that. Ask him, hey, baby, you know, there's two of us in the car. Couldn't we have come to a decision on the turn we could have made? Before you made the turn, you could have asked me, hey, baby, check Google Maps or check Waze or check whatever GPS we got to see if I'm going the right way. But too many times, you're just going in on him, ridiculing him, and that's not going to make him feel good.
Thanks.
He already knows he fucked up. Why put in his face how fucked up he is?
Shame and tactic.
Yeah, shame, insult, guilt need to be right. We know about all that. But my question on that is, how's it working for you?
Yeah, I don't think they ever focus on the long term. They just focus on the here and now.
Well, you got to realize women and men are different. We make decisions based on what we think is logic, and they make decisions based on what they think is emotion. And when you make any decision based on just one aspect without the other, ultimately you're going to make the wrong choice. Not yeah. saying logic isn't the way to go, but you got to put some of your emotion into it. But if I make a decision based on my feelings without putting any logic into it, I'm going to make the wrong choice. I mean, people get mad all the time and do shit out of anger and then regret it later. There's a whole bunch of dudes in jail behind that shit. Whole bunch of females. I got mad and did something reckless because I didn't think it through. I let my emotions run. Mm-hmm. Classic story.
Facts. We got to continue this conversation some other time, bro.
No doubt, fam, because I'm about to put my laundry, my folded clothes in the drawer, and go to sleep. I got to work.
Yeah, I'm going to catch up on some shows I should have finished last week.
All right. You been watching Power at all?
Yeah, I've been watching Raising Kanan. I just finished watching an episode before we get on the podcast.
Yeah, I watched it early this morning. Wifey was like, yeah. Or my wife. Yo, we got to watch it. It's on now. I was like, oh, okay. This is the earliest I ever caught it, but thanks. Good looks. But she probably in the chair right now in the living room sleep. I got to go wake up. Because my chair is no joke. I pick furniture based on how quick I can go to sleep in.
That's good to know.
Yep. All right, fam. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, and we out, y'all.
Peace.
Been dealing with some fake friends. It's something that I can't stand. Talk behind my back, but when they see me, wanna shake hands. The other day, my boys hit me up, like, let's make plans. I met with them, they set me up, they beat me to my face jam. Time ticking, I don't know how long I have to live. I'm still struggling, I'm staying at my auntie crib. I keep my head high, even when I'm feeling low. I'm still broke, it's hard to get some sleep when you on the float. I don't want your pity, I don't want your dollar bills. I want y'all to feel the same pain my mama feel. Working late, 9 to 8, coming home, kinda late sometimes. She don't eat, making sure me and my sister straight. My girl left me, but I understand she needed time. That's when I found out she had somebody on the side. And now I wonder why every day she told me lies. Funny how our demons look so beautiful when in disguise. Still shedding tears every day I deal with hurt. Try committing suicide, that ain't even work. Put the gun to my brain, since everybody hate me. Click, click, bow, I forgot the gun was on safety.